Blog Talk Radio.
Flavor News with Lady Flavor. This is DeLon from All Media Artists, and you're in for a big treat. Today's show is dedicated to the diversity of talent on allmediaartists.com. You'll hear some great music from some great artists. So sit back and enjoy. And now here is your host, Lady Flavor.
Welcome to the All Media Artist Features. Tonight, our special guest during the second hour is going to be the amazing jazz guitarist, Melvin Chenault. I cannot wait, to hear his story. He's somebody that's very new to me. I've been checking out his sound as I was uploading his tracks, and it's something very different. I'm really, really digging his sound. So I hope you stick around, for the second hour, because I think you're going to hear some greatness in words and in music. I'm going to start out tonight's show with a piece by one of the artists that you can find over on the All Media Artists website, and then I'll come back and talk a little bit about that site. I'm going to start out with a piece by Ava Lamert, and I'm going to play Summertime. Even though it's not quite summertime, but can I tell you, this was an absolutely beautiful day here in Seattle, Washington. So this is Ava Lamert with her piece, Summertime.
In the summertime, when the living is easy, the fish are jumping, and the cotton
Thank you.
then you're gonna spread your little wings, and you're gonna head on to the sky. But until that morning, oh, there ain't no one gonna harm you. No. Now with your mama and your daddy,
with her rendition of Summertime. Now I'm going to play another artist that you can find over on the All Media Artists website, and this is Brian Jett with his piece, Remembering When.
Thank you.
All right, we were listening to Brian Jett with his piece called Remembering When. I want to welcome everybody that has tuned in live tonight to the All Media Artist Features. Our special guest during the second hour is going to be an amazing jazz guitarist by the name of Melvin Chenault. I am so excited about having him on again. He is somebody that's new to me, but checking out, you know, his information and his music, you know, it's something exciting and different, and I really, really am going to look forward, you know, to speaking with him during the second hour. So the All Media Artist Features is all about playing tracks from the artists that you can find over at the All Media Artist website. It is an amazing new website that you can join as an independent artist. You can join as a fan, and it is growing. It is evolving just in the few months that it has been in existence. Wesley has done an absolutely amazing job with the site. It has been revamped. And I really encourage you to go over and check it out at www.all-media-artist.com. If you have any questions about the All Media Artists website or, you know, what services they provide, you know, please get in touch with Therese, who is the mama of that particular site, and she will answer all the questions for you. Otherwise, I am going to just get back at it. Oh, you know what? There is a caller with his hands up, so let me just check and see who this is. Caller from the 313 area code, you are on the All Media Artists Features with Lady Flava.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm very good.
This is Melvin Chenault. How are you?
Oh, okay. So we'll just jump into your feature early, my friend. Well, how are you, Melvin?
I'm doing pretty good. Actually, this is a kind of exciting night, and it's kind of energetic because I'm actually at Jazz Cafe right now, checking out Robert Glasper, and simultaneously shamelessly promoting my CD, so I'm going to pass him off a CD. And then double simultaneously doing the radio interview with you.
Okay, you the man. Okay,
so
multitasking,
we're on speed mode tonight.
okay, all right, no problem. So, well, I appreciate you taking the time out, Melvin, you know, to come
no
on
problem.
The show with me tonight.
No problem.
You know, and listening to your music, you know, as I was uploading it to the show, you've got a very different sound than what I have heard out of a jazz guitarist. So I'm, you know, I always love something that is just you know, new to me, and is, you know, in a sense, you know, very organic. So I really, really appreciate, you know, you taking this time. So, and you're out there on your hustle. So hey,
I'm an independent musician. Independent musicians we have to do it ourselves. So you know, it is what it is.
I understand. So, you know, just let me know, you know, when it is that you need to get off the phone, because I totally respect your time and what you've got going on tonight.
No problem. It's all about you right now. So.
Oh, all right. So I like hearing that. It's all about me. Okay. That's my kind of man. So anyway,
okay.
Melvin, so why don't we just kind of go back and talk about when, you know, music, you know, kind of came into your life, and that you kind of knew that you had a talent or a desire, you know, to get involved as a musician.
Well, you know, when I was a teenager, I was going to school, and, you know, I was just listening to music, you know, with my headphones on, you know, back at that time period, people just listened to all kind of stuff, rap and, all, you know, all that kind of stuff. So one day, I heard some classical music, and I was floored. You know, it kind of spoke to me. Not even kind of spoke to me, it grabbed me. It just lifted me up and spoke to me. And I didn't resist it. I didn't say, well, I'm a black dude. We don't listen to classical music. I took it in and said, hey, I love this. This is, you know, this is something. This is something I want to do. So then shortly after that, I saw the movie Amadeus. I saw Crossroads. You know, Crossroads had to do with a guitar player who was classical and then kind of fused over and started playing rock. I convinced my parents to get me a guitar. They did. And on my own, I taught myself to read, write, arrange classical music from piano to guitar. So I was playing Bach, Beethoven, Chopin, people like that. And at the same time, my friends was kind of, you know, hipping me to people like Earl Klugh, Stanley Clarke, and people like that. And so I really gravitated towards Stanley Clarke. and his finger technique and just his dexterity. And so
right.
I would just kind of listen to these cats. And what I didn't do is try to emulate their style. More so, I would feel the mode or feel their intent, and I would kind of, you know, play within the intent rather than try to, you know, vamp off of what they was doing, steal something from them. And so then me and the musician, or whoever music I was listening to, I would be vamping or I'd be playing their music along with it. So I'm playing along with the radio, playing along with their songs, but not playing their notes and not trying to sound like them. And, you know.
So do you think that this is just something that is a God-given talent that you have?
Yeah, it's always a God-given thing. And sometimes we have to get our own egos away and stop for a minute and just allow the still smaller voice to speak to us. And I think that's what happened with me. You know, I started writing original music really early on. And, you know, because I did that, I always have had a different type of way of thinking about what particular musics are.
Okay. So then you've had, like, formal training, you know, in being able to read music to then
being able to
write music?
Well, I had a
teacher teach me. This is self-taught?
Well, I had a teacher teach me how to read music. I had a vocal coach, a vocal teacher, who taught me how to read music. And a piano player, I'd bug him to, you know, help me read and transpose, and you know, I got what I got from them. But as far as finger technique and all that, I taught myself books. I spent hours learning the notes and learning how to play them in correct classical form, as well as what jazz form and Spanish and Latin forms are as well.
So when did you know that you had that it factor? You know, because obviously the talent's
there. I don't have an it
factor. You don't know that?
I'm out
That's
here hustling.
That's why
you're
passing out
factor.
Your CDs, huh?
Yeah, I wouldn't be out here right now hustling if I had the it factor. I'm an empty vessel. Whatever God wants me to give, you know, quiet, and I let that come through my fingers. And I don't question it. If I get an idea, the music is original. It's unfiltered in a way that I'm not saying, well, this is, sounds like jazz. I know what jazz is. I was in a jazz band. I played jazz music. But I'm not going to give it and say, well, this should sound like this artist. Or this artist would do it like that. I have no idea what they would do it like because I'm too busy, you know, doing myself, doing me. So.
Okay. All right. Well, I understand. You know, well, like, why don't we, you know, jump into one of your pieces, Melvin, so people can get a taste of what your flavor is all about. And I'm going to play, let's see, how about if we play Lucid by Melvin Chenault?
Okay.
All right. All right, that was Lucid by our featured guest tonight, Melvin Chenault. Again, Melvin, thank you so much for taking the time out of your schedule. You know, I'm kind of loving the fact that you're out there hustling and amongst, you know, amongst that, you're calling into the show and doing this feature with me. So that's, you know, that's going to be a story that I'm going to remember.
Ah, no problem.
So, you know, as an artist, and you've been at this for a while, what would you say have been the pros and cons of just trying to get out there and be recognized for your talents and taking things to the next level? You've played with some of the greatest, you know, out there. And maybe you can speak on how the doors open for those opportunities. But I imagine in the time that you've been an independent artist, you know, you've gone through some roller coasters.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the pros and cons, I'd say that the pros are that you can do whatever you want to. You don't have to worry about labels telling you what you can do, you know, what you can't do. But I would say the cons are self-promotion, getting your music out to enough people. And just in general, you know, music is music, you know, and there's music for everybody. It's hard to promote sometimes what you have amongst the sea of tons of musicians who are also good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all of us are hungry. All of us have something to say. And I think because there's so many of us screaming out to be heard, sometimes none of us are being heard. It's good that we have shows like yours that can allow us little fish, you know, to jump around in the pond like the big fish do sometimes.
Okay. Oh, I can tell I'm going to remember you. So, you know, but I appreciate the fact that you know, see value in, you know, shows such as this and Flavor News Radio, because it's something that I love doing, Melvin, and it's something that I have a great passion for, able to find ways to, you know, put the spotlight on artists. And, you know, I appreciate the opportunity through All Media Artists to be able to team up with them to be able to do,
There's some great
this
artists
particular
over
show. There
are some great
aren't they?
Artists over there. I mean, really it is. I feel honored to be amongst them. Really, I am. And again, like I said before, being an independent artist, it's hard. But when you have avenues like All Media Artists, your show, where we can, you know, we can feel some of what you know, other musicians who have labels back in the field. And it's important. Every little thing helps when you're an independent artist. You know, every compliment, sometimes not compliments even, but criticisms. Everything helps because it helps shape you so that when you need to be, you can be grounded and not, you know,
sure,
be so fascinated but with where you perceive yourself to be when you've lived out the dream that you want to live out. And, you know, I've been blessed enough to deal with some heavy hitters of jazz. I know I recorded with Brian O'Neill on his Christmas album. He was invited to play in Washington D.C. Actually, you know, he had been coming to my MySpace page and leaving comments and whatnot, and then called me and we had been talking back and forth. You know, so these are blessings, and this guy is a beautiful, beautiful human being. I mean, his feet touch the ground. He's very grounded. Plus,
right,
he stands for something, you know, with the Dew Foundation. And, you know, I've worked with people like Wayne Cobb Ham. He actually played on my album. It just, you know, I don't want to name drop or anything like that, but it's a road to take. But the most important thing, I think, is just to keep your vision, to keep it, and don't give up. I think persistence is the key when you're independent.
And I definitely agree with you on that. I think that persistence and you know, I would imagine some of it, Melvin, also has to do with, you know, being in the right place at the right time and positioning yourself in the right way, you know, to be recognized and heard. Because like you said, there's so many artists out there, you know, all with talents and all wanting to be seen and heard and recognized and stuff. And I would imagine that a lot of maybe some of your success is just maybe in who you know and being in the right place at the right time, like where you are tonight.
And a lot of bugging people. a lot of emails, a lot of, you know, you have to, because when you're independent, you don't want people to forget who you are. You have to try
right.
very hard. You have to use whatever charm, force of personality you have to, you know, sell yourself. You are, you have. You know,
right.
some people are blessed to have PR people working for them and talking about them, but if you don't, then you have to learn to be a personality yourself so that you can press and push your brand of music. And so, and like I said before, it is that it is. And so I'm out here now, right now, waiting for the concert to end now, basically, so I can go talk to Robert Glasper, pass him a CD, and talk to him a little bit.
Okay.
And shamelessly promote myself.
I understand. I understand. So just out of curiosity, do you have a team that's working with you?
No, I don't have a team that's working with me. I'm totally independent. I make my own contacts with the people and, you know, do studio work, gig around the city, and just I do it myself.
Okay.
And, you know, because it is what it is. I won't. It would be good for me to say, well, yes, I do. I have five agents. And, yeah, work around the clock
right.
to talk about me and my music.
Right.
I can't say that. I have to be real
right.
with you. No, I don't. I'm all I got, so...
I understand. Much respect to you. So, you know, before you have to jump on the line and get your real hustle on, Melvin, let me just, you know, try to get as many tracks in between asking you some questions. And I do have somebody on the line that is patiently waiting that would like to speak to you.
Oh, okay.
But, all right, I'm going to play, let's see, People Tree by Melvin Chanel. All right, that was People Tree by our special guest tonight, Melvin Chenault. So, Melvin, I am going to bring in this caller, and I just, you know, I don't know if you realize that, you know, you've got some fans out here, but this person is a fan of yours.
Okay.
So, John D. Green, Sr., you are on the air with Melvin Chenault.
Hey, John D.
What's going on? What's up, Mel? How you doing, bro?
How you doing, man?
I am doing well. Hey, Lady Flavor, what's good, sweetie? You all right?
Oh, yes. This is exciting. He's out there on his grind right now, and he's calling into the show while he's, you know, he's out there doing his thing. So I'm really excited and feel privileged.
That's the way it is. But you know what, Mel? I got you here, and, you know, you're the featured artist, and kudos to you, my brother. But People Tree.
Thank you.
Okay.
Well, I got to make a correction about the People Tree. I'm part of a collaborative site called Indaba Music, where lots and lots of musicians collaborate.
Okay.
That one was from a contest I entered. So that piece was the music in the background, where the drum beat and the bass was there. It's from a well-known rap artist. I forget who it was because I was entering a contest. A lot of times what you have to do, you're in a contest and you win longer memberships and equipment and stuff like that. So it was a contest, and I wrote the melody and played the solos and all that stuff, but the music is not mine. I want to say that first and foremost. The background music is not mine, but I wrote everything else.
So People Tree, there's a breakdown in the fourth bar when you move into the first part of the solo.
Yeah,
there's
the
a backstory to that. What's up, bro? You got to give it to me, and now you got to give it to me in front of all these people because I'm listening to it.
Yeah.
Then I listened again. Then I took it in the studio and I listened again, and I said, "Nah, it was something going on with this brother, this piece, because that wasn't just a movement, right? That was a piece. That was
something." Oh, you mean the very beginning?
From the very beginning, and then during the fourth bar in the movement, when you break into the main solo piece, you're going at it, man. I mean, your fingers, you're flicking. You're flicking
time.
What was going on in your mind?
Oh, what's going on in my mind is this music feels good. This music feels good, and I'm a dance with it. See, I don't use a pick. And so, I don't use a pick. I use a classical Spanish banjo finger technique where I just use my fingers.
Okay.
So I'm trying to think of who it would be similar to watching. I can't think of anybody.
Well,
I
watched a couple videos on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
And
I saw you, and
I always wondered, did you play that way all the time? Because that was some amazing, you know, I admire the things I cannot do. Thus, I really admired your plan. Since I sent you all the friend requests, I think you already know that. But
appreciate it.
Yeah,
man.
I followed you around YouTube, Reverb. Yeah, I'm a great appreciator of what you do. But in that particular piece, right in that fourth bar movement, I said this brother's on to something here. He's in the zone or something on his mind because it sounds like you could have went on and on and on and on.
Yeah, and that's, I think more than anything, it's when to stop. More than when to go.
Right.
Because, like I said, because of the type of guitar I play, which, you know, I use my fingers. I'm classically trained, basically. Spanish guitar, I've learned that. Country music, you name it. I've learned all that stuff, folk. And so basically the sky is the limit as far as what do I want to do to express myself. So if that's the case, sort of like Bruce Lee learned all these styles,
mm-hmm.
And in the end, he ended up having a style of no style.
Right.
So my style is similar to that. It's all these styles, and it's more so the style of no style. Like I said, I'm not using a pick. I'm raw. I want to feel my guitar. I want nothing between my mind, my heart, and my guitar strings. And so when you said I was onto something, it probably was just a dialogue happening between me and the guitar and the music. That you picked up on.
Something intimate and personal, huh? Because I could feel it. I was like, yeah, this is beautiful. Yep. I've been wanting to ask you that for quite a while. So I waited until you were on the show and everyone's listening. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, I just wanted to tell you, man, I'm a great admirer of your sound. And
I'm
going to come on and wish you, you know, kudos and much success and congratulations.
Thank you.
Go forward and make music, my brother.
Melvin, I think you need to tell John where you are getting your hustle on tonight.
Oh, I'm at Jazz Cafe. Robert Glasper, you know, the piano player, is down here. And so I got a CD together and everything, and I'm down here You know, I'm watching a show. I was watching a show. But basically, I'm down here to pass off a CD and talk to him, you know, promote myself. You know how we got to do it sometimes.
Oh, I know. Man, believe me, I know. I'll be in the studio at 9:30 tomorrow morning. I'm doing prep work right now as we
there it is.
Get ready for tomorrow. So, yeah.
There it is with that cup of coffee.
But I had to call in, bro. I'm going to call in to just speak to the man himself, the magic finger. Magic finger. That's funny because in circles, they call me Five Fingers with the Z. I don't know how I got that, but Five Fingers. And,
yeah,
and they call my boy
name.
The Wheel Man. And it's funny because you're Magic Finger. That's my name to you. Magic Finger, the plucker. So that's all right, man. But, you know, I just wanted to come on and say, hey, Mel, great music, man. You're turning out some beautiful, beautiful music, man. And keep
Thank
up the good work.
Thank you. This makes it all worth it.
Now, both of you are in Michigan, correct?
Mm-hmm.
How far away are you from each other?
Probably not far at all. Ain't nothing but an email or a phone call.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I think you all need to, you know, have coffee.
Yeah. Look at you and your coffee.
Yeah.
I guess you would prefer we come to Seattle for coffee.
Well, I would. I really would prefer for you guys to come to Seattle. But you know what? I figure since I got both of you on the air right now, I'm going to set up a coffee date for the two of you.
Yeah, a coffee date. That's it.
Yep. Well, see, we can always ping each other emails, you know, for collaborations
you know.
And stuff like that. It happens just that fast.
You know,
right. Email,
phone
nice. Call.
And you know what? It's just Mike, and that's Spanish guitar. Again, like I said, I admire what I cannot do. And but I can lend a great assist to that Spanish guitar. I'll tell you that, and I'm confident in that. So we can
sounds like a collaboration
man.
In the works to me.
Hey, in the works, my brother. But hey, you do your thing and shine on, brother. And I just wanted to call and show you some verbal appreciation.
Thank you, I appreciate it back.
No, we
all
appreciate
right.
that sound, brother. Keep doing what you do.
I will.
All right, thank
all
you
right.
so much
right.
for
Good
calling in, John.
Thank you for having me in.
All right, darling.
All right.
Well, you know, I guess we're not going to get too far. And please, again, Melvin, let me know when you need to go because there's another caller on the line for you.
Okay.
All right, Mr. DeLon, your line is open.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, my brother. I just call and give you a quick call of blessings and support of your music, brother.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And the same to you as well.
Oh, okay. Thank you, man. I appreciate it. I'm sorry. I'm a little hoarse. I just came home from choir rehearsal. Then I got to go to work tonight. So.
Oh, man. And you had time to call in. That's wonderful.
Yeah. You know, I'm trying to squeeze in a little support, man. I got to support everybody.
Yeah, man, it's wonderful. This is what it's all about.
Right. How are you doing, ladies?
But, you know, I'm doing very good. You know, we've got some absolutely beautiful weather up here in Seattle, Washington. I don't know what it's like out there in Michigan and in Houston, Texas, but, man, this is when it is so worth living in the Pacific Northwest. And I'm on the air with an absolutely amazing artist. I couldn't ask for any more.
He's Melvin be putting it down. don't worry, man. I'll be watching from the wings.
You know, let's hope that these compliments are fuel for success, man. Because you got a black man blushing.
Uh-oh. That's very cute. I didn't know you had that kind of power, huh, DeLon?
Okay.
No,
me?
Hey, wait a minute. No,
me?
No. No, not that type of way. I'm just saying.
No, I know.
No, none of that. I'm married. No, I'm just saying.
I understand, but trust me, I'm not taking it any other way.
Yeah, no, none of that. Naughty, lady.
We just having fun, okay? We having fun. It's all good, Melvin. You know, bring the blood pressure down, Musa.
I'm good.
Anyway, well, you know,
I
Melvin.
Just wanted to,
Mel,
I just I'm sorry. I just wanted to call in and wish Melvin the best, and you know, looking out for you, brother. You know, and keep doing what you're doing. You know, you have some fans and support out here, man.
Thank you, man. It's good to hear. That's always good to hear.
All right. Thank you so much, DeLon, for calling in, you know, after choir practice tonight and, you know, giving, love and respect to Melvin.
Yeah, they had me singing Five Heartbeats.
Wow.
Feel like going on. I was like, oh,
wow.
All right. But anyway,
all
I
right,
just
darling.
To call in. All right.
All right. Thank you, DeLon.
Bye.
So what does that feel like, you know, to have, like, other artists, you know, call in and show you respect?
Oh, it just feels good. It feels like that what you're doing, it feels like people get it more than anything else. Because when you are not sounding like what everybody else is sounding like, sometimes you think, well, you know, I wonder if people get me, if they get what I'm trying to say, you know, because I'm putting it out there. I'm wondering if they understand the music, if they, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And when you hear people calling in and they get exactly what you're doing and they admire your style, it's fuel.
So does it feel different from just a fan than somebody who's your peer, in a sense?
It's a little different. When an artist gives you a compliment, you know they know exactly what it takes to do what you do. So it's different than a person who listens to your music. It's different in quality, I'd say, because if you have a fan that just listens to your music, they have their own personal reasons for liking what your music.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully your music is universal enough that many people can do that. But when an artist does it, you know, it feels different because all of us artists are on a different wavelength, everybody. Musicians, you know, they say once color stops, then sound starts. So if you're dealing with the world of sound, then you're dealing with a higher vibration, and therefore musicians are on a and singers and you know are on a different wavelength. And so when you get somebody who's on that wavelength saying, "Hey man, you know you're doing good," then it is it's different.
Okay, interesting. So there's so much I want to fit in, and I know that you at some point are going to say, "Flava, I gotta go, darling."
Yeah.
So. You know, why don't we talk about your album, Emotional Intelligence, and you know, where can people find, you know, your music? And I know that you've got some up-and-coming CDs. I'm sorry?
Yeah, on iTunes and places like that. And I got three CDs coming out because I've collabed, I have an album called the Bohemian Jazz Project where I collab with Brian O'Neill and Wayne Cobham and Steve Morton. I was in a work talking to Dave McMurray, but Dave McMurray is extremely busy. And then another album called the Orange Eclective album, which I was working on during the end of 2010 on to 11, with a guy named Russ Movado, who is an independent filmmaker, engineer, a musician. He's phenomenal. Also, a guy named Electric Otto, who's a friend of mine and a bass player. So, yeah, I've been very, 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 very busy. It takes a lot of moving around, but then again, it's a good sign because when lots of people want to mess around with you, it means that you have something worth, you know, dealing with.
I understand. That makes sense. Now, I'm not sure if I have any tracks from your album, Emotional Intelligence. Do you know
One of them is called They Is Us.
I don't have that.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry.
Which one do you have?
I have Hey Joe. I have other
Hey Joe
voices.
Is from Orange Eclective. Yeah.
And then I have, I don't know if it's Gimme Got Shot or Jim. Yeah.
No, Gimme Got Shot is from an up and coming Bohemian Jazz project.
Okay. Well, you know what? Why might jump in and play that song because I really like it. So I'm going to play Gimme Got Shot by Melvin Chanel. Now, the interesting thing that I find in the three songs that I played tonight, they're all very different in styles. And I love that because, you know, it wasn't like when I was uploading your tracks, Melvin, like I was settling into one type of flavor. You know what I mean? It was,
yeah.
It kept me on edge in a sense. And I found that really exciting about you. Is this something that is kind of your MO where, you know, or do you do, like, for instance, a CD that's kind of along the same line?
Well, the musical style that I have is just sort of like whatever my emotional inclination is.
Okay.
I let it come through. So if I get an idea, I immediately go to my guitar and I work it out and I get it going. I put it together. And I don't filter it. So a lot of the ideas are, you know, not conventional jazz ideas. But we need for jazz not to be conventional because jazz is one of those musics that is not progressing like she should. She's kind of, you know, being held back in class and in school. You know, a lot of other musics are progressing, but jazz, you know, it's almost as if it doesn't have a walking bass line. People would say it's not jazz. Well, it is jazz. I say it's jazz, and it's jazz. And so for that reason, I have lots and lots of jazz ideas, and what you hear are those ideas.
Okay. So now that you kind of opened up the door, I would like to ask this question. Now, out here in Seattle, Washington, we lost our only jazz station that we had for 19 years.
Okay.
And I understand, you know, from other, you know, people in the jazz community around the United States, many other jazz stations have also closed down.
Yeah,
now,
I was did.
So how does that feel for a jazz artist to realize that jazz radio stations are closing down around the United States?
When I first heard about it, because I used to listen to WJZZ, that was back in the day, but 98.7, V98.7, and the host was like Alexander Zanjic. And when it went off the air, I had to keep turning to the station because I thought I was turning to the wrong station, but it actually was taking from the air. And,
right.
And I emailed Alexander Zanjic, and he told me, he said, yeah, that, you know, they took it off and they put another station. And it's hard to say what it feels like. To me, I have to say it didn't feel like too much because I have to still do what I'm doing. And
mm-hmm.
so I couldn't dwell on it. You know, for a minute I went, wow, I can't believe it's gone. But after that, I had to go back to the studio and I had to do what I was doing. But, yeah, it's just very disappointing. It's disheartening because there's one type of music almost, it seems like, that's being pushed and endorsed. And we need especially a lot of jazz, instrumental jazz, because well, jazz in general. Because jazz is one of those music that doesn't tell you what to think or how to feel.
Mm.
The
mm-hmm.
artist is emotionally in tune. So they will play a piece of music, they'll solo through the music and let you know how they feel about it. And it's up to you to digest certain parts or not, to like certain parts or not. And it makes you be creative with the music because it's raw. Whereas
yeah.
more popular types of music, the person is telling you what to think, how to feel. And more radio stations are like that. They're almost programming you to think a certain way, feel a certain way. And jazz
mm-hmm.
is just one of those music that's sad they're taking away because it allows you to be creative with the music. Jazz crowd is different than a regular crowd.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they tend to be more creative, a little more introspective. You know, they give forethought to things. They don't tend not to be so impulsive because they can sit still, listen to a piece of music that's an art form, and emotionally interact with it, whereas most radio stations, they just tell you what's going to happen, and you just go along for the ride, and you go to the next ride and next ride, and you have no choice in the matter.
Interesting. I'm going to have to, like, you know, come back and listen to this conversation because I'm appreciating, you know, how you're describing it, and I think that's something just definitely worth, you know, looking at and absorbing, you know, because for me, you know, I too was raised on, you know, jazz. So, you know, when you talked about like Earl Klugh and all of that, you know, that was something that was introduced to me by my older brothers, you know, as a preteen, you know, around my house and all of that. And so it's not like I can sit here and really have an intelligent conversation around, you know, the theory of jazz and the sounds or anything, but I definitely have a passion for what it is that I feel, you know, and
yeah.
The interesting thing, again, when it came to your music, and maybe it was this, the selection that Therese, you know, shared with me, that's your sound, it was either music you could just sit back and just kind of chill, or you could be up dancing, you know, it could go one way or another, and and it was like perfect music to listen to on this very cheery day in Seattle, Washington, you know. So, you know, I really want to find out, you know, more about you and you know, get familiar with your sound because I think that you're somebody that's just kind of new, very new and exciting for me. And the thing that I love about music, Melvin, is that, you know, you may have been around for a long time, right? But you're somebody
yeah.
who's new to me. So if you played me something that you created, you know, 10 years ago, it would have been new to me.
That's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so it's like, how could it ever get old? How can it be outdated? How could it, you know, not have relevance today? So I think that's the beautiful thing about music, and especially jazz music, you know, because it's just, it's all about, you know, the musician having that talent of just, you know, getting in, you know, to the soul of the listener, you know, and allowing them to feel whatever it is that they're feeling at that moment. You know,
yeah,
so,
that's the point. That's the point.
we can have a nice conversation, and there will be emotions that are under the undercurrent of what we say, or we can play music, and there will be emotions at the undercurrent of what's being played. And
mm-hmm.
so there's a connectedness with that, and jazz music always has been at emotionally charged music, and at the same time it's instinctual and allows the listener to engage. You know, if you go to a jazz concert that's clapping, people are egging
mm-hmm.
you on to play faster or slower, and they love what you're doing. So they're interacting with you, and whether you're at a concert or whether you're listening to it, however you're listening to it, you still are interacting. When you go, or you feel good, or you want to dance, or you, if it moves you, you know.
Interesting point, right? definitely. Well, I want to get another track in of yours, and I think I'll go with Hey Joe.
Okay.
All right. This is Hey Joe by Melvin Chenault. That was Hey Joe, Melvin Chenault's version of this amazing piece. So, Melvin, are we still good on time?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I'm going back and forth between the car and then peeking in and making sure that, you know, people are still in their seat.
And once I see they're not in the seat anymore, then I have to run.
All right. So just, you know, just say, hey, Slava, I got to go.
Okay, you know, I say it just like that, too.
Okay. I totally respect and understand. I say, go get your hustle on. So, you know, maybe we could step back into your past and talk about the band that you were a part of for 7 years. And, you know, how that came about that you started this band and what it was like being a part of a band versus being a solo artist.
A friend of mine named Donald Lewis, who was a high school buddy of mine. We went to Cody High School together, and he was in Iraq for a while. And when he notified me that he'd be coming back, I had already been working on, you know, a lot of solo music. So, we kind of hooked up when he came back and started putting together, you know, sets so we can do gigs. What ended up happening, because his father is a Motown percussionist, he plays with the Miracles. And so he started grooming us, and what we ended up doing is doing, you know, cover pieces, you know, to make money. We had to do cover pieces, and then we'd stick originals in there. But for the most part, we was just playing R&B, some rock tunes, you know, just whatever was popular. Beyonce songs, whatever, you know, whatever got us in the casino or this bar or Greek town or, you know. And we were actually the house band on Channel 20 for a TV show called Hits and Flicks, you know. And, you know, we were playing music, and then Judge Mathis would walk up and shake our hand, or Jeffrey Feiger, Coco from the radio station would show up, Coffee, who used to play with, the Motown band that played behind all the greats, the Funk Brothers. We're meeting all these great people, and we was the house band, you know. And so, it was an amazing thing. Played a lot of different places, but we were playing strictly, basically R&B, funk, that type of stuff, Chaka Khan. And I was the guy. I had to learn all that stuff, you know. And that was different from what I was playing before, coming from a strict classical background and jazz and, you know, Spanish and other things. I had to switch gears. I had to take stuff home, and I had to just, woodshed on these pieces. But, you know, I study, you know, if I have to study. And I was the band's guitarist, and it was, you know, it was a wonderful experience. It's just that later on, my own vision, I wasn't seeing my own vision through, and I had to be true to myself. So I had to, you know, part ways with the very band I created so that I could, you know, become a solo artist.
Okay. You know what? There's another caller on the line that would like to speak to you, so let me bring them in before you have to run.
Okay.
All right. Caller from the 985 area code. You are on the air with Lady Flava and Melvin Chenault.
Hi, Melvin. Hi, Lady Flava. This is Ian.
Hey, Ian.
How you guys doing?
How you doing?
Very good.
I'm enjoying the music, man. If you want to take my guitar and play with you online.
I'm glad you enjoy it.
Yeah,
I enjoy making the music.
Awesome, man, yeah. Awesome guitar player, yeah. Excellent technique, man. I love the technique. Your right-hand technique is phenomenal. It's really nice.
Oh, yeah. That took a lot of blood, sweat, and tears and many years of arguing with myself. Should I do it classical? And what actually happened one day, I was practicing, you know, standard classical right-hand finger technique, and my thumb slipped and hit the exact string I was striking with my fingers. And I said, wait a minute. And so I incorporated it, and I slowed it down, and I just incorporated my thumb. So unlike most guitarists that, you know, use finger technique, I use my thumb like a banjo player. I play one string. I use my thumb, my first finger, and second finger for one string.
Right.
So instead of playing like a lot of people use their thumb, or they use a pick, or they use one finger, I use like three fingers for one string. So I can do rhythmic things on one note if I want to.
Right.
From slowing down and allowing God to make me make that mistake with my thumb that time, and actually turning a mistake into something.
Yeah, it's beautiful, though. It's awesome technique. It's really nice.
Thank you.
So now, Melbourne, do you know Ian Villafana?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, he's a guitar player. He's a phenomenal guitar player.
Is.
Yeah, I've seen his videos. I know his music. Yeah, I know Ian. Like, maybe I should have been a little more energetic. I just wanted him to say what he wanted to say. I don't want to just jump in and just, you know.
Ian, yes, I play the guitar. No, I was the man to speak. So.
No, we've communicated back and forth on the AMA, and you know that's
yeah.
a wonderful thing. You get to meet talented guys like Melvin. You know, chances are I would have never come across someone like that. Yeah.
Oh man.
Anna, I don't travel around.
Stop
much,
it.
You know, so it's thanks to AMA, you know, for kind of getting us all linked up together. You know.
You know, and that's wonderful that you say that, Ian, because I have to say, you know, and like Melvin had said earlier in the show, you know, there are some absolutely amazing talents over there on the All Media Artists website, just
yeah.
as, you know, yourself, Ian, and Melvin, you know. And
yeah.
the other interesting thing, too, is in just the short time that I've been affiliated with, you know, All Media Artists, there are some artists that have connected over there that are collaborating as we speak on projects.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was talking back and forth with, Brian Jett. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
we was talking about collaborating on some stuff. And just in general, we all compliment each other. We uplift each other, you know, because we are a community of artists. We're each other's contemporaries. So we have
right.
genuine concern with what each other's music sounds like, supporting each other. And that's the way independent music should be. We should take the time out to sit and listen to each other's music. You know, a lot of people don't do that. They don't listen to other people's music because it's hard trying to promote your own music. And sometimes you find yourself
right.
not being able to. When you have time, you should stop and take it in. Because
right.
all of us have something to say. Villapana
exactly.
has something to say. I watch his videos, listen to his music. I'm jealous because he got more video plays than me. It's just crazy.
That's funny. But no, really, you know, it would be really nice for us to get together, all to get together one day, and not just by sending tracks around the country. That's easy for us to get the music together, but it would be awesome for us to actually get together physically and just have one big jam session. That would be so neat.
Yeah, that'd
oh,
be cool.
Yeah. You know that's my dream, Ian. You know, yeah. if I'm not the one, you know, putting it together, I want to be there myself to just be a witness to it because,
yeah,
you know, that's my dream.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
Yeah, it's nothing like a jam session.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I think that would be amazing. And one of these days, Ian, I need to get you on the show. You know, to do a feature with you.
Okay. Yeah, we'll talk.
And I'm going to
okay.
call in.
Yeah, see? Melvin's going to call in.
I was on Facebook.
Melvin's
going to
call in while he's out hustling CDs.
I saw it on Facebook, I think it was earlier today at work or something. I was glancing around and checked it out. I said, whoa, Melvin's on tonight. I can't miss this.
Oh,
and sometimes I get distracted doing things when I get home and, you know, I was cooking this evening and stuff and getting dinner. And like, I look at the clock. I see it was after 8 o'clock. I was like, wow. I get mixed up with the show with the Central Time and, you know, getting
right.
into it. And, man, I couldn't wait to get online after I finished. It's like, okay, I got to get. I missed a few minutes of
okay.
it. But,
I appreciate
awesome.
You, brother.
Want to miss
I'm
it for the
glad
world.
That you were able to tune in, and even more so, I'm glad that you were able to call in, Ian.
Yeah. Thank you. Well, Melvin, all the best, man. We're going to keep in contact in the future.
Thank you, man.
All right. Have a good evening.
All
you
right.
Too.
Thank you,
bye.
Ian.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. All right. See, you getting love from all your brothers over there at All Media Artists.
Yeah, that's true.
So if you are listening to this show and you don't know by now, you really need to head over to the All Media Artists website. There are some absolutely amazing talents over there, such as our featured guest tonight, Melvin Chenault, and, you know, John D. Green Sr., DeLon, who called in tonight, and Ia Villafana that was just on the phone. Absolutely amazing talents over there on the All Media Artists. And if you are an artist that is interested in connecting with other artists and coming to a site that is just meant for you, an independent artist that is ready and willing and able or have already taken things to the next level but just need another outlet for yourself, the All Media Artists website is a great place. Also, if you're a fan of independent artists, come over there and join me over there. I'm a fan over there. I love what I'm being introduced to. And, you know, the artists, the independent artists, they really, really need us. They really need us, the fans. You know, you can take a link from an individual artist page over there and post it out on the social networks and say, you know what, I really dig this artist. Check them out. You know, that's what they need from us. Word of mouth is a powerful tool when it comes to supporting these artists. So, you know, I just had to put that in there, Melvin.
I love what you just said. That was wonderful stuff.
Well, I think it's important. You know, I say this on several of my other shows. I think that once we say it to the world, you know, that we love a particular artist, it's almost like it's our responsibility to help spread the word. Because, you know, such as yourself, I mean, you're out there tonight hustling and this and that, you know, wanting to make some connections and everything. But, you know, there's just so much that you can do by yourself. And, you know, and I think that when you are somebody that has a love and appreciation and respect for any particular artist or several artists, then it's really an important thing for us to step up and say, hey, you need to go check him out. This is where you can find his music. This is where you can buy his CD. This is where he's going to be performing at. You know, whatever it is that we can do, you know, I'm all about being on a street team. So Melvin Chanel, Lady Flav is now on your street team out of Seattle, Washington.
I thank you. I thank you for that.
All right. So I am going to play the last song. We got another phone caller. So let me take them in before you have to say playback.
They heard the powerful words. They heard those words.
So, okay. Here we go. Another caller, Melvin. Let me bring him in. Okay, call us from the 248 area code. You're on the air with Lady Flava and Melvin Chenault.
Hello.
Hello, peace and blessings. Who is this?
Hi, peace and blessings to you.
Hey, Ma.
I am Melvin's biggest fan. This is Melvin's mother. I've been listening to the show, and I am just overwhelmed. I am overwhelmed, and I just wanted to tell him that I love him, and he's doing a fantastic job. And I just love his passion, and I love this show. And I want to thank you for having my son on.
Ma'am, you are so welcome. You know, so is it okay if I ask you a few questions?
If it's okay with Melvin.
I don't care.
So when did you know that your son had this amazing gift?
Oh, my gosh. When he started making guitars out of paper mache.
Wow.
Yes, he started making guitars out of paper mache. He's always been an artist. He can draw very well. He's a very good artist. But he started making guitars out of paper mache, and at that time, his dad and I, he asked us for a guitar. We said, we better get him a guitar because we don't think he'll be able to play these. And so, that's when we got an idea. He's always been very artistic, and we've always kept all of our children in music, in some form of music. And so, you know, when we saw him flourishing in that area, we were very pleased, but we weren't surprised.
So what has it been like then to be a mother of this amazing talent that has just evolved, you know, over many years into who he is and what he's creating now?
Oh, my gosh. I am the proudest mother. Melvin is not only a very artistic, he's very spiritual, very loving. That probably comes across with you talking to him.
He's very open.
So he's just a wonderful kid. He's a wonderful kid, and he's not a kid, but he's my kid.
Of course.
He's my kid, but he's just a great person, and it shows in his music. That love shows in his music. That compassion shows in his music.
And you know, and as I was telling your son earlier, you know, it is something that that reaches into you, you know, and it grabs you. And depending on what piece it is that you hear, you know, it can kind of take you into different places, such as, you know, making you want to dance around, you know, the space you're in at that moment or just kind of chill and relax or whatever. And I think that what I love about getting to know your son on my show tonight is that clearly there's so much more to him than what you know, you know, than what you can gather by just reading a bio or whatever. There's such a diversity there just within, you know, just within one person. And I think that's really exciting, and it's such an honor and a pleasure for me, ma'am, to have him on the show tonight. And, oh, my goodness, and for you to, you know, raise your hand and for you to want to come on, you know, I'm very honored that you would want to, you know, speak to. I imagine you're a proud mama, because I know if he was my son, I would be a proud mama, too. You know, cheerleader out here in Seattle, Washington, because I'm ready to wave my leopard tom-poms for your friend, because I think he's amazing. And like you said, which I appreciate, is it's not just the talent, it's the man. You know, you have done an amazing job in raising a fine man, and that just must be such a wonderful feeling, you know, to know that you played a role in who he is, you know?
I'm very blessed. I'll put it that way. I'm very blessed. And I didn't do it alone. His father had something to do with it.
My father was there 100%. My mom was there
100%. Yes, yes. His dad is a very talented man, and he's very musically talented. And so, he had a lot to do with it. So,
hey, Melvin's,
I gotta
go. The concert is ending. I gotta go do my thing.
Okay,
all right. I'm sorry,
I monopolized.
All right, Ma, I'll talk to you later on. Lady Flavor,
right,
it's been an honor being on your show, and I appreciate everything you've done.
Oh, no problem. All right, good luck. Go get them.
All right, bye-bye.
Good luck, hon.
All right.
Bye-bye, Ma.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much.
Oh, you are so welcome. Thank you so much for calling into the show. It was a pleasure to, you know, be able to speak with you and find out more about your son, you know, because clearly he comes from a wonderful, wonderful foundation that you and your husband and just family, you know, provided him. And that is such a blessing. That is such a blessing, because you can feel it in his spirit in just speaking with him.
Yeah, and that's what I wanted to get across. It's not just the music. Even though you can tell it through the music, his spirit, he's a wonderful spirit.
Right. Well, I can tell you're a wonderful spirit, too.
Oh, bless you. Bless you. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. I'm honored. And I love the story about the paper mache, you know, guitars. That's very cute, you know, but that kind of put I know that set up a flag for you to say, you know what, we do need to get him a real guitar.
Oh, yeah. We've got to do something with this.
and see, you know, what he can really do with something that's,
exactly,
you know, real. So, man,
exactly.
I guess you weren't necessarily surprised that his talents went to, once, you know, he picked up an actual instrument, you know, but
right.
Do you have the opportunity to sit in the audience very often to watch him perform when he's around?
I try to support him as much as I can. I'm kind of busy myself. I'm an actress and an author, but every time I get a chance, I go and see him and listen to him, and, you know, even if it's just to go over his house and just listen to him play, because his music is so uplifting to me.
Definitely. Well, I mean, it sounds like your whole family is just busy and creative, and that's wonderful.
Yeah, he comes from a musical family. His sisters, all of his sisters are singers, and they write music, and his dad is a singer. It's kind of throughout the family, and we are very proud of him.
Oh, I can tell. I can feel that, Mama. I can feel it all the way over here in Seattle. Trust me, I can feel it. That's why it's like, okay, do I hang up on her? Because, you know, I could keep this going, you know, just talking to you.
So, like I was telling him, I didn't want to monopolize the show. That's why I called in at the end,
right,
you know.
I'm glad that you called, you know. And what did it feel like, you know, to hear, you know, some of his peers, other musicians call and speak about him?
Oh, that is such a wonderful feeling. Such a wonderful feeling, knowing that other musicians appreciate what he does.
Right.
You know, because he's like on the cutting edge. He's not the norm. He's, you know, and I thank God for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so to hear other musicians appreciate what he does is really fulfilling.
I would imagine, too, you know, it's one thing I think for fans to say, oh, we love, you know, what you're creating. But I think when
yeah.
it comes down to other musicians and artists who are creating themselves to have
yes.
A respect and appreciation for an artist, you know, I think that would be just a great respect. And
yeah,
something to
yeah.
just really hold on to that feels good. So,
exactly.
Well, you know, I'm going to actually play the last piece that I have of your son's,
okay.
and this one is called Others' Voices. So I want to thank you so much, ma'am, for calling in tonight, and this was just an honor and a pleasure to just add you, you know, into this amazing, you know, interview and feature with your son.
Thank you so much for having him and for playing his music.
Oh, no problem. I am going to be continuing to play his music. It's not just going to be played on tonight's show. I will
awesome.
Continue to play it on, you know, my other shows. I have a show that's called The Flavor of Jazz, and I have, you know, several other radio shows that I do. So I definitely will be incorporating his music into my other radio shows also.
Awesome. Thank you so much. You're such a blessing.
Oh, all right. No problem. So I am going to play the last track that I have by Melvin Chenault, and this is called Others' Voices.
Okay.
That was Other Voices by our featured guest tonight, Melvin Chenault. What an absolutely amazing time, you know, to be able to share with this gentleman. He appears to be an absolutely amazing man, you know, on top of the fact of a very, very gifted and talented artist. So it was an honor and a pleasure to be able to have him on the show tonight and to be able to share this time with all of you that are listening to the show live and to those that come back and check out the archives. Definitely, definitely feel this was a good one to come back and check out the archives. And what an honor and a pleasure to have Melvin's mother to call in tonight and to find a little bit more about, you know, Melvin and how the family feels about him. So that was exciting. So we've got about 30 minutes left in the show. So I'm just going to jump back into playing a variety of tracks of other artists that you can find over at the All Media Artists website. And I'm going to play a piece by Cashy Keegan, and this is Something Real.
Reaching out for something real.
can make me feel that there's more to life than just the superficial. Life is more than just a shallow game of chasing money, power, and fame. If I could find someone that feels the same, I'm reaching out for something real.
That beautiful piece was by Cashy Keegan, and it is called Something Real. Now I want to play a piece by David Wheeler, and this is called Drink.
Thank you.
right. That was David Wheeler with his piece, Drink. Now I'm going to play a piece by Cat Orlando, and I'm going to play Get Your Act Together.
You're my match in more ways than one, the object of my desire. Turn around and light my flame, then you set the fire. I can't live without you anymore.
Together. Now I'm going to play a piece by Ralph Lofton, and I'm just wanting to give you a taste of what you can find over at the All Media Artists. You know, a lot of times when we do the features, it's kind of just, you know, jazz artists or whatever, but there is so much more over there, from spoken word poetry to jazz, funk,
soul, R&B, you know, rock, swing. I mean, they're just, like, it seems like all genres are covered over there. So go check them out at www.all-media-artist.com. I think that a new member just joined tonight as he was listening to the AMA feature. So what an exciting thing. So, again, I'm going to play a piece by Ralph Lofton, Jr., and I'm going to play A New Horizon. Jr. with his piece, A New Horizon. Now I'm going to play a piece by Aaron T., and this is called Can't Even Cry.
Can't the same if you had stayed away and left my heart alone and simply walked away.
With his piece, Can't Even Cry. We've only got about 5 minutes left in the show. I'm going to get one more track in at least. And I want to thank again everybody that tuned into the show live tonight. The chat room was full earlier on. You know, the numbers are high as far as the live listeners go. And this was really, really a great, great show tonight. Not that all the other shows aren't, because they are. They're all different in their own way. But I think tonight was just exceptionally special, and to have Melvin Chenault on and have his mother call in, that just really, really warmed my heart. So anyway, let me play a piece by Miss Janice B, and I'm going to play Storm.
Way down. Maybe if we let the water flow.
All right, that was Janice B. with her piece, Storm. We've come to the end of another great All Media Artists featured show. Tonight we had the amazing, gifted, talented, wonderful man and jazz artist, Melvin Chenault. And what a pleasure it was to have him on the show tonight. Again, go over and check out All Media Artists right now at www.all-media-artists.com. And stay tuned. We do this every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And check out the artists that we feature on this show to, you know, just the variety of talents that you can find over at the All Media Artists website. So I'm going to say goodnight, God bless, and close out the show with Lloyd Watson with Black Moon. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.